Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Wobby. It's Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. This is the Between the Lines post-press conference report brought to you by Gatorade.
Yeah.
From the Twin Cities Orthopedic Center in Eagan, Minnesota. It's a mouthful, but it's been a full day as well.
Yeah.
We signed a quarterback, Kirk Cousins. I think the one thing, PA, that got us from a 10,000-foot view about this was this guy is smooth. You talk about CEO of your company. You want your quarterback to be like that, Kirk Cousins.
Yes. Yeah, he's very impressive. Not only when you watch back his games or you remember some things he did against the Vikings, the spirituality with which he speaks for me, for my taste, is impressive. And he's a very impressive guy. And you know, when you take time to watch back some things he did with Washington, specifically how quickly the ball comes out of his hand, the wantingness to stay in the pocket. We upgraded a quarterback. That's the only way to put it.
Yeah, we did. And I think when you want a guy to be the leader of your organization or of your team or of the huddle, he needs to be able to handle big spot situations. So yeah. Here he is, reportedly signing a fully guaranteed contract, comes to Minnesota, and a day later he's giving a press conference and he's doing interviews. Nothing was phasing him up there. I mean, he was totally smooth, and that's how you want your quarterback to be.
Yeah, it's a whirlwind for him now. Why wouldn't it be? All that cash, you're moving, you have a baby, you have a family to think about, you have a new team. I would imagine, certainly not speaking for Kirk or the team, I would imagine he would want to get into it right now. Like, let's get into it right now. Let me sit down with John DeFilippo right now. Start going over the way things are going to be called. You know, some teams use numbers, some use letters. However, I don't think that's possible via the league rules at this time. So Kirk was very quick to point out in mid-April when we're able to get this thing going, he can't wait for that. I can't wait for that. And Vikings fans are going to be excited when they watch this guy play.
With all due respect to the Redskins teams that Kirk was on, you know, I believe that this will be the best roster that Kirk has been on when he joins the Vikings for the 2018 season.
Yeah, overall, yes.
We saw Teddy have a career year. We saw Sam have a great year where he set an NFL record in completion percentage.
And we saw
Case have the best season of his career.
Yeah, that's big. That's big
year.
The way you're putting
so
that.
So now you're getting a guy like Kirk Cousins into that system, the Viking structure, Zimmer's defense. If he has his best year, I mean, the Vikes are going to be hard to beat next year.
You know, and Kirk has thrown for 4,900 yards, and he's had seasons where he's thrown for a bunch of touchdowns. So best year, from my estimation, does not mean it has to be 5,200 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions with, like, 9 sacks. That'd be great. We'd take it, and we would win the Super Bowl if that were the case and everybody stayed healthy. Best season can involve efficiency, explosiveness down the field, what you do inside the red zone, and just how you handle the whole thing. I loved how you laid that out. Now, we won the division with Bridgewater, you know, with a team where the defense was good, but it's markedly better now. Bradford goes 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, when the offensive line needed work and the running game needed work.
Yep.
Keenum, best season ever, offensive line upgrade, defense the best we've seen. It was historically good if you look at the annals of Vikings football, and they almost got to the Super Bowl. So now Cousins has that defense, an offensive line that's good, probably will get some more work via the draft.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook's returning, and the skill position players are good.
Yeah.
So I love how you laid that out. It's right in front of Kirk Cousins, and the thing that excites me about him is he's excited to take it on, and he's not pensive about it.
That's right. And he talked about being here for Super Bowl week and how that time that he spent 5 or 6 days here sold him on the community in the area. You know, Minnesotans are going to love that about him. This guy is going to be very easy to like, especially when he's out there throwing touchdowns and winning games. All right, so up next, more free agency, pro days, and the draft right around the corner. But more immediately, Kirk Cousins stuff. We have an interview with him that's going to be up on Vikings.com very soon, if it's not already. And you're going to talk about Kirk tomorrow on your radio show, 9 to noon, FM 100.3.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan. So lots of stuff to talk about. What excites you going forward for the Vikings?
What excites me most now is the people with whom I've chatted. Not necessarily hardcore about Cousins. The contractual situation, whatever. I'm not that guy in the media who's going to freak out over the 3-84 because I recognize after a year with Kirk, by the way, the deal can be redone. You can extend him to 4 or 5 years. You can work the money a different way. I have no idea what my life's going to be like tomorrow. Why am I going to worry about what Trey Wayne's life's going to be like in 2020?
Right.
So I'm here for 2018. All the good players are here. The thing that impresses me most with the people with whom I chatted, who I feel matter, is to a man, they all are like, we have Kirk, but it's not done. And to win a Super Bowl, you checked that proverbial box, but more work needs to be done. And they recognize that. They're working on that. The draft is going to be pivotal. The rest of free agency is going to be pivotal. And the fact that they're willing to not get caught up in the pomp and circumstance of upgrading the quarterback spot and recognizing more work needs to be done, and they're doing it, that excites me.
More from Paul on Twitter, at PA on the mic, and of course, 9 to noon on FM 100.3 The Fan. More from us here at Vikings.com. If you stay tuned, we hope you do so. That's it for now from the press conference room at TCO Studios in Eagan. Thanks, PA.
No, this Kirk Cousins merits
high five.
Between the lines high five, courtesy of Gatorade.
A free agency victory high five.
It's a win.
See you, Vikings fans.